morning and welcome, whether this is your first visit to our church online or you are a regular. It is lovely to be with you this day. If you have not done so already, please have with you a dry sponge or equivalent and a bowl of water. Keep them safely with you and I'll explain what they're for later. Let's begin in prayer. So let's turn to our service sheets and to the opening prayer. Dear Lord, we gather in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Spirit to worship you. We bring gifts of speaking, of listening, of music, of prayerfulness, of knowledge and of wisdom. May our gifts be united to honour you, and may each of us receive from you that which we need. Amen. This week, all our music has been curated by Janet Cottrell, so thank you, Janet, for all the prayer and thought that's gone into these songs. Let's join together now and sing our first song, To God Be the Glory. I don't know what kind of week you have had, but as to err is to be human, we will now take this opportunity to say sorry to God, unified as his body, the church. open to forgiveness and expectant of his redeeming love. Let's say these words together. God, your love is unconditional. Your gifts are offered with measureless generosity. Your peace is all-encompassing. We are sorry for times when we have put conditions on our willingness to care, when we have kept what we have for ourselves and refused to share with others, when we have failed to seek peace and have caused discord. Forgive us, restore us, renew us by your Spirit of life. Amen. Over to Kate now for our reading, followed by Nigel, who will open God's word for us.
Today's reading comes from Acts. Whilst it's being read, try to listen for the invitation to receive from God and then to join in what God is doing in the world. Hear Jesus' invitation that you can come to him and drink. Every person's vocation will be unique, but the same Spirit will be at work in every one of us. Acts 2:1-21. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in the others' tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard the sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews, all of you who are in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk as you supposed. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit on those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God."
Thank you, Kate. And will you join me in a prayer, please? Heavenly Father, please guide my words that I might speak your truth, and guide and direct all our hearts who might hear and understand your truth. And we ask this for your glory, and in Jesus' name. Amen. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Now, for those disciples and the other followers of Jesus, it must have felt a lot like the first time Jesus was taken from them, when after a mockery of a trial, he was crucified and his earthly remains, his carcass, placed in a borrowed tomb. Only for him to reappear on the third day, alive and well. Not only did he reappear on that first Easter Sunday, but Jesus stayed with them for 40 more days until he was again taken from them in a joint service with other northern group churches, Now, just like the first time, they were all together in one place. Some scholars have wondered if they were in the same upper room. Well, be that as it may, one thing we can be pretty sure of is that after all that had happened, all they had experienced, the sadness of seeing Jesus leaving them, along with the uncertainty of their not knowing what to expect next, would have left them a little scared and disheartened. But there must also have been an air of anticipation amongst them. And why? Well, remember Jesus promised in John 14 that when he went to be with the Father, he would not leave them, or for that matter us, as orphans, and would in fact ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit. But after 10 days of hanging about, nothing out of the ordinary had occurred, so perhaps little doubts were creeping in, only to be countered with, "But then he always has kept his promises, hasn't he?" Followed by, "Well, perhaps something has happened and we've just missed it." Or, "Don't forget the first time he was back in 3 days, wasn't he? And now we're into a second week." I hope that gives you some idea of how they might be feeling. So let's picture ourselves there in that very room, just when it all kicked off. I like the voice translation. "A sound roars from the sky without warning, the roar of a violent wind, and the whole house where they were gathered reverberates with the sound." So, there's no chance I'm going to miss this event. And then, as if this isn't dramatic enough, a flame appears, dividing into smaller flames and spreading from one person to the next. And all the people are filled with the Holy Spirit and begin speaking in languages they have never spoken, as the Spirit empowers them. Now, because Christian Easter and Jewish Passover usually occur at the same time, if you remember, Jesus wanted to eat the Passover meal, the Last Supper, with his disciples just before his arrest. And 50 days after Passover, we have the Jewish festival of Shavuot, also known as Feast of Weeks, as well as Pentecost. Now, because for Jews this was a holy festival, a large number of devout pilgrims from far and wide and from many different countries had made the journey to Jerusalem so as to attend. When the locals and the pilgrims heard the voices of the disciples and all the other followers, a crowd gathers to see what the commotion is about. "What's going on?" everyone is asking. "These blokes are all from Galilee, but they're able to speak in all these different languages. So everyone of us is hearing about God's powerful deeds in our own language." Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?" But some cynical people tried to laugh it off, claiming that they were just a bunch of drunks. Now, this is really implausible. The followers of Jesus were not known for engaging in drunken revelry. In fact, their behaviour was quite the opposite. Then Peter had been so afraid that he denied even knowing Jesus 3 times before the cock crowed. Yes, that selfsame Peter, emboldened by the Holy Spirit, standing together with the other 11 disciples, raises his voice. One translation says he shouted, and once he had their attention, fearlessly addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. Now, you know, in those days, even though most people were illiterate, the vast majority of Jews would have still been well versed in the Hebrew Bible, or basically our Old Testament, because just like today in church, portions would be read regularly in synagogues. So to some extent, when Peter quotes from Joel, he is shining new light on what they already knew. And in it, in the last days, God says, "I will pour out my Spirit on all people. And when that happens, your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. Now this prophecy of Joel that Peter is quoting is, to my mind, really significant, because it's not only just addressed to the Jewish nation, nor is it exclusive to any particular section of humanity. This blessing, this gift, is freely and equally available to everyone who chooses to take up the offer, irrespective of age, race, social standing, or gender, because you know there is no place for favouritism in heaven. And that's a wonderful thing. No place for favouritism in heaven. And to my mind, as Pa Larkin in the Darling Muds of May would say, that's just perfect. But what is speaking in tongues all about? Well, it's certainly not some celestial alternative to many websites offering to teach us how to order moussaka in a taverna, tapas in a bodega, or for that matter, guacamole in a cantina. Nor will it help us to communicate with all those foreigners when next we go abroad for a holiday. Because the gift of tongues does not mean a person actually understands what they are saying. Not that they don't understand, other than the general principle that all gifts of the Spirit are intended to honour God, build and sustain our faith. So we, just like Peter, may have the confidence to speak boldly of how God has transformed our lives, and how accepting Jesus and his message is the key to real peace and eternity in heaven. Be in no doubt, all gifts of the Spirit are a blessing and to be treasured. If, however, you are not able to speak in tongues, then don't worry, don't get your knickers in a twist over it. What's really important is how we try to live our lives. And the acid test, the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit working in us, the proof of our desire to follow and be one of Jesus' disciples, is to be found in John's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 34 to 35. Love each other. Remember the ways that I have loved you, and demonstrate your love for others in the same way. Everyone will know you as my followers, my disciples, if you demonstrate your love to others. However, be in no doubt, there is no point just paying lip service to Jesus' words. You see, if we don't really try to love God with all our heart, our soul, our mind and our strength, and to love our neighbours as ourselves, and if we don't really try and keep on trying, then we're wasting our time. And we're wasting also the gifts of the Spirit that could be available to help us as we struggle to be one of Jesus' disciples and be such a blessing to both us and our neighbours. Amen.
Thank you, Nigel, for that word. And now to the sponges and the water. So I hope you've got them with you now. When Jesus asked those who were thirsty to come to him, he was speaking to people who knew the importance of water because it was always in short supply. And he promised that whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. That was from John 7, verse 38. So today, we are, in response to Nigel's sermon, we're going to remind ourselves of this. For just as the Spirit can sound like a wind or look like tongues of flames, it can also flow like water, rehydrating even the driest hearts and minds. So take your sponge and imagine this is you. Pop it in the water. Dunk it. Push it deep into the bowl. Now take it out and look at it. Look at it now. Is it softer? Has it changed shape? Perhaps it's fuller now. Does it look more like a sponge now? Something that you could use that's fit for purpose? Ponder these things as we listen to a song of reflection. Holy Spirit, rain down. Join in with it if you'd like to. We have the words on our service sheet. Or just listen.
Holy Spirit, rain.
Now, let us join together and sing this week the words of the Creed using this song of praise. It's called This I Believe.
Father everlasting, the all creating one, God Almighty. Through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
And so now to our intercessions. In response to each prayer, when I say, Holy Spirit, hear us, please respond with, Come, Holy Spirit, come. Let's begin with a prayer based on Psalm 104. O Lord, your works are so diverse and so plentiful. The earth is full of such a range of animals. The vast and rolling oceans teem with creatures immense and tiny. You provide for all with great generosity. We will always praise you. Our prayer will be empowered by your Spirit, and we will always praise you. Holy Spirit, hear us. Come, Holy Spirit, come. We pray for the world. God of wind and dove and fire, speak freedom, peace and change over lands divided by war and by creed. May the earth be filled with the knowledge of you, and may your light flow over the world like a covering, bringing protection from the darkness and from the evil that frightens and wounds so many. In those places where despair takes centre stage and deep depression and anxiety sharpen their claws, fill those situations with unexpected peace and joy. Holy Spirit, hear us. Come, Holy Spirit, come. We pray for your church. God of wind and dove and fire, speak integrity, humility, and challenge over the church. Do not let us become crippled by fear and finances. We know that now more than ever before, there is a clamour of voices calling out to you. And we want to be your hands, and we want to be your feet in this place, reaching out, walking in response to that call with boldness and with love. But we need your Spirit to guide us and your word to teach us. Holy Spirit, hear us. Come, Holy Spirit, come. We pray for the community. God of wind and dove and fire, speak power, anointing and healing over each one of us, that there may be new beginnings and a catalyst for change. Our village and beyond has been pleasantly surprised at themselves and others for the way in which many have been happy to share their time, gifts and talents without measure. Lord, we pray that this spirit of unity, compassion and neighbourliness will not be forgotten as our society moves forward in the days and weeks to come, and that the spark which ignited this movement be reflected on and kept burning. Holy Spirit, hear us. Come, Holy Spirit, come. We pray in faith for healing. God of wind and dove and fire, speak refreshment, assurance and warmth over lives afflicted by exhaustion and illness. And in a moment of quiet, please lift those known to you personally to the Lord. Holy Spirit, hear us. Come, Holy Spirit, come. We pray for those in grief. God of wind and dove and fire, speak calm, gentleness and comfort over lives broken by grief and loss. Give to those who seek it comfort. And at this time, give us words of grace and gestures of love that meet the particular needs of all who receive them. May they be treasures that sustain the grieving in moments of despair and darkness. Holy Spirit, hear us. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Now, let us gather all these prayers into one with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And so on this day of Pentecost, we have a special prayer. Holy Spirit, sent by the Father, ignite in us your holy fire. Strengthen your children with the gift of faith. Revive your church with the breath of love. And renew the face of the earth through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's sing once again. We have two songs now. Build Your Kingdom Here and Spirit of the Living God. During this final song, feel free to either join in or take a moment to soak once again in God's presence. But Build Your Kingdom Here is a lively song, so enjoy it. Bounce around, have fun, pretend to play the drums, and then rest and soak in Spirit of the Living God.
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. We are your church. We need your power in us. We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. Refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captive hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor at peace. We lay down our lives for heaven's cause. We are your church. We pray, revive this earth. Build your kingdom here. Let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand. Heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire. Win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here. We pray. Unleash your kingdom.
Set your church on fire. Win this nation back.
And so we say together the words of the grace to and for one another, and then a final prayer. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And may the power of the Spirit challenge you. May the peace of the Spirit comfort you. May the presence of the Spirit enable you to live in love and service in the name of Christ. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today, this day of celebration, remembering the momentous day when the church received God afresh by his Spirit. God bless and stay safe.